So Advent is coming. It is the time for preparation. But there are two comings in Advent. They say that it is the coming of our Lord in Christmas through his birth, and the coming, the second coming of our Lord. But we are preparing for the first coming of our Lord, the birth of our Lord at Christmas. There was a medium who told an avid golfer and said, "I have a good news for you. The good news is you are chosen to play golf in heaven. And only one of those who will be allowed to play on a 36-hole course. And not only that, you're given also that special privilege to have a personal caddy in heaven. The bad news is this. You're expected to tee off tomorrow at 10. I hope when that happens to us, we are prepared. You see, in our gospel today, in Luke chapter 21, it's the same gospel yesterday. The Lord says, "Be vigilant and do not be caught unprepared for the coming of our Lord." But how do we prepare? What is the spirit of Advent? The spirit of Advent is to prepare for the way of the Lord. That's the spirit of Advent. In the days of Noah, Noah was telling them that the flood will come. But nobody believed him until the flood came. Like the days of Noah, no one will ever know the coming of our Lord. So be prepared. Be vigilant. Be vigilant. The Lord is asking us to prepare by constantly praying. That's how you do it. Be prepared by constantly praying. But how do you constantly pray? My definition of prayer has always been, prayer is a conscious relationship with God. Conscious relationship with God. So that even if you're driving and you're conscious that God is there, even if there are crazy drivers on the street, you don't get affected because you're still praying. You can be constantly in touch with God. That's how you should be in constant prayer. It is a consciousness that my God is with me. It is a consciousness that God is guiding me, that God is protecting me, that God is securing me and my family. I know that Christmas is fast approaching. Now we're Advent. We just celebrated New Year last year, and then suddenly another Christmas, and then another New Year. And since Thanksgiving, I know some of you have been in a holiday rush, putting out decorations, putting out your display, changing the decoration from Thanksgiving now to Christmas, putting out your nativity scene, putting out your bilen, putting out your Christmas lights, Christmas trees, and whatever. By the way, just remembered, some of you will be asking, why is it, Father, that our nativity scene, the baby Jesus, is already out? Because it's not the liturgical nativity scene. It's outside. You can do that. But when you enter the church, it becomes a liturgical nativity scene. You're following the liturgy. Then you don't put Jesus. Okay? That's clear. Okay? Where do you see the nativity? You're trying to portray the nativity of Jesus, and there's no Jesus. And that is why when it's outside, it is not a liturgical thing. You are allowed to do it. No? Especially those who have nativity scenes that is only like a board where Jesus will always be there. You cannot remove it. Unless you paint it, Then she painted. But that's how it should be, okay? So, for those who were asking, Father, why is it Jesus there? Oh, Jesus has been there, but have you visited Jesus already there? I tell you, 2 nights ago, when the Boy Scouts were here, you know who were the first visitor of Jesus? The Javelinas. They were there, you know, trying to eat the... I said, the Javelinas, you know, were the first to visit Jesus. And I hope it's not every night. But how do we prepare? With the rush coming in, please have a quiet time, a quiet moment with God, and really try to reflect what is the true meaning of Christmas. And that's how you prepare. That's how you prepare. Constantly in prayer and reflecting, what is Christmas for me? What does the coming of Jesus mean to me? And how will I make the coming of Jesus really a reality in my life? You see, our psalm today, Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I wish that's the kind of preparation that we have. That we are beginning the season of Advent, saying to God, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. And I'll start this Advent with the washing of my soul, the cleansing of my soul. And that is why we added another priest during the confession. And we will have our Advent penitential day on the 13th, which is a Thursday, from 6:30 until the last penitent, for many of us to have an occasion to go to confession as a way of preparing for the coming of our Lord. Second and last point, Advent Spirit is also calling us to hope. Fresh beginning, a new start. What do you mean by that? During the time of Jeremiah, this was the second time that the Jews were exiled in Babylon. And every prophet during that time had that message, the same message. Don't worry, this will end, and God is going to send His messenger. God is going to send the Messiah. In our first reading today, in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 15, here is Jeremiah saying, I will raise up from David's shoot a righteous and just person. There is hope. Life is not easy. Life is not always a bed of roses. We are exposed not only to the elements of the world, but also to the elements of the world's relationship. And it's getting, you know, more difficult. Now relationships are virtual. Virtual. Because we are so engrossed with the internet world. And sometimes we no longer know how to relate with one another. But we are good when we are in the social media because we can hide. We can only post the good things about us. And many times, people who, you know, in the social media would want to project that they are happy, they are contented, that they are only the good things, of course, in life. And that is why there is a saying, smiling outside, but crying inside. This season of Advent is a call for us to prepare for the coming of the Lord. There is hope. But how do you prepare and how do we make sense of that? Live a meaningful and beautiful life. Meaningful and beautiful life. Beautiful life. Sometimes we only have a meaningful life, but it's not beautiful. How do you live a meaningful and beautiful life? I always want to make things simple because if I'm going to tell you this, I'm trying to live it also. For me, trying to live a meaningful and beautiful life is simply setting down and really trying to set our mission. But it should be a mission more than us, more than our being. It should be a mission for something and someone greater than us. Because if it is only a mission that is focused on us, it will not lead you to a beautiful life. It will not lead you to a joyful life. Because the joy comes when you are able to fulfill slowly your mission. And when you see something is happening in your mission, especially if you know it is a mission not for myself, but someone or something greater than myself, who is God. Who is God? I would like to end by a prayer. And I think this is a beautiful prayer for all of us. And it's actually found in our second reading. That is how we are going to prepare this Advent. The second reading in the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, specifically when he said, "May the Lord strengthen your heart for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And that is our prayer. How to prepare for the Advent? What is the spirit of Advent? St. Paul is reiterating and telling us, prepare the heart, prepare the soul, and may the Lord strengthen that heart, strengthen that soul for the coming of Jesus in our life.